Hi friends, let's start with chapter 6 on product strategy, overall underworld rural marketing subject. Product strategy is going to give you a perspective about when you are thinking of introducing a product for the rural market, what are the aspects that you need to really consider. So let's begin. What they say in any marketing, there are four P's, that is product, price, place and promotion. For the rural market, there is an additional dimension which is four A's. Which is acceptability, affordability, availability and awareness. Now, you as a marketer need to decide for the product. Now, the product decisions, therefore, being a very central decision, need to also consider the acceptability aspect in your decision making. For the urban market, you probably have understood the need better and then created the product. After that, the acceptability part which comes into for the rural consumers. So, the same product which is like successful in urban market may not be successful in the rural market. The reason being the acceptability of that itself has been questioned by those consumers. So, additionally, in the rural market, acceptability parameter needs to be really taken into account. And that's the biggest challenge. What will make your product get accepted in the rural market is very important thing. You have a product. It is very successful and been accepted by the urban consumer. But how and what will make your product get accepted by the rural consumers is a challenge that any marketer needs to really get in the skin of it. So, for example, if any item, food item, whether it's a taste or whether it is its utility to him, etc., what will determine his acceptance in the rural consumer's mind? Moving on, being a very vital marketing this thing. Let's judge for the certain aspects. So there are three generally elements that determines the choice or acceptability of the product in the rural market. Features and the quality, the mix and the appropriateness of the price detail. So what are you offering? It's a feature rich. Probably rural consumers will not buy because he doesn't need a feature rich product. He needs a utilitarian product. What are the mix and the quality? What is the quality standards and what mix are you going to offer to him? Probably rural consumers doesn't need very wide mix. They need a utilitarian product meeting their basic requirements and in a certain price range. So price is also a very important decision that you need to factor in. Rural consumers are not one who will buy large shampoo pack running for 3 months. They may prefer to buy smaller shampoo packs. So because their ability to spend on a regular this thing is much better than spend at one go. All those aspects need to come into your decision for the product. Sometimes markets see rural market strategy is an extension of their lower level urban market strategy that doesn't work. You have a product in urban market which is catering to the lower strata of the urban population. But same this thing or the product or the strategy will not work in the rural market. One need to really be careful about it. Innovation, of course, is a center of rural marketing. So, one need to really judge development of the product or scaling down of the product from the rural consumer's point of view. Here, there are examples given. Many companies have done remarkable work. What picture is a radio which Philips has introduced? It doesn't need any power source. What it has is a rechargeable dynamo. So you do that by rotating certain part and then you try and use it for certain minutes availability of based on the power. So this is very critical, like acceptance of, say, for example, hiking. And I have recently come across this. When you go for a hiking, etc., and that hiking has a continuity of going in a difficult terrain, hiking torches are not with the power source. Hiking torches are with the dynamo. Where, because it is very difficult and in the cold condition, battery's functionality go down. As a result, your battery at the right time may not work. So instead, what has been used by the hiker is a dynamo type of torches. So when you need it, you rotate for some time and then your light will come out. So that kind of an innovation, which is also needed by the rural marketeers, they need to bring out such things. Cadbury has developed Chocobix. What they have found out through a research is that acceptance of chocolate is still a difficult proposition among the rural consumers. They find it damaging to their health. They find it damaging to the teeth, etc. Those those messages have reached earlier than, you know, urban consumers realize. And as a result, they are reluctant to accept. Now, Cadbury, to have a market and entry and remain in the minds of the consumers, they have developed what you call a Chocobix. So, Chocobix is nothing but the Cadbury flavored or Cadbury based biscuits. And their rural consumers are liking it. So, this and similar such things. So, the innovation needs to be there in your decision about being in the market. LG has developed a television set which is primarily having all the essential functions of it. It is not a feature rich, but it is a functional rich television. As a result, acceptance of LG televisions in rural market is much higher, because people get what they want. That's it. So that's what I was trying to convey. A product to be successful in the rural market must not only satisfy the need and want, but also the challenge of the physical and social environment. Your house is a much better protected place from all weather conditions, which is not the case among the rural consumers. Their pakka house is also not as strong as what probably your house in urban area. So, the products which are in their house are subject to various environmental damages also. So, how good your product is in helping them to maintain the product as a quality and its longevity is also very critical. Rural consumers, they do not cost benefit analysis of the product before they buy it. So, they are known to be doing a lot of cost benefit analysis. And then arrive at their brand choice and a product choice and then stick with that. So, stickiness is another aspect. For example, Eveready, which produces the batteries and torches, after the product introduction, they surprisingly realize that the plastic torches are not accepted by the rural consumers, which was very well accepted by the urban consumers. They understand that it's an engineering plastic, it is break free, all those things. And urban consumers never look at the scrap value of the product, while the rural consumers were looking at the scrap value of the torches. So, earlier metal torches, which is made of a copper or other material, was fetching them the scrap value, which is when you move to the plastic torches, scrap value concept is gone. And as a result, consumers started preferring other metal-based torches. So, that's what one need to really figure out, the utility at right from the usage to the scrapping level of the product in the rural market. So, the friends, what should be the marketer should keep the following aspect in mind. One is the product should be appropriate for the rural environment. So, where the product is going to be used, its suitability there, affordable, functionality and affordability is another aspect and should be simple to operate. No complex way to operate or a features, etc. It should be very well and very in a simple term should get used by the rural consumers. As a marketer, you will be aware about these levels of product. We call this core benefit, basic product, expected product, augmented product and potential product. Same concept also needs to be applied while you develop your product strategy for the rural market. We will quickly get into that understanding. Though the example is for the automobile car. The same aspects needs to be considered by the rural marketeers when they are introducing a product. Here is a car example, transportation from one place to the other, which is a core benefit. You need a mobility to go from point A to point B. But of course, the brand, the look and feel comes into the next level. That is a basic product. Then comes the expected product is a better mileage, engine, inflated tires, etc. In those cases, you know, the tire, types of tire, etc. Tubeless and all which people talk about. Then comes the augmented. So, how do you augment this? So, provide better after-sales service, insurance support, RC, this thing, clearance and all. And then auto-driving interactiveness of the vehicle, etc. So, entertainment into automobile, etc. So, now the rural marketers also need to consider what is it at what product level or what are the levels of product that he wants to offer in the rural market. You may stop at this, you may stop at this, you may gradually introduce products of that level. All that is a choice, that decision needs to be taken by the rural marketeers. Here is an example. The rural products can be classified into four different categories. For the rural market, general classification of the products are into this. Fast moving consumer goods, consumer durables, services and agricultural goods. So, what is that classification? Let's understand. Non-durable repeat use products are put into fast moving consumer goods, or you can say the packaged goods with the shelf life. are like a fast moving consumer goods. Now it includes plethora of products, yani, right from the packaged salt to toothpaste to food items, etc. All this come under the fast moving consumer biscuits or chocolates and toffees and all these things come under fast moving consumer goods. Yani. Major players therefore are like HUL, Dabur, Marico, they all want to go. So hair oil is also fast moving consumer goods. Shelf life is there for the product and it's a packaged product. So that's what is a one classification. Second is the classification of the consumer durables. These are the items which are going to be in the house for a longer duration for the regular or a seasonal consumption. So air conditioner maybe we use very extensively in summer but may not be in the rain and winter. But it has to remain in there. Yani. Refrigerator we use it daily, you know, to ensure that your food products are secured. Yani. So those kind of items come under the consumer durables. Yani. Major players in the markets are therefore like Philips, LG, all those white goods manufacturers are there. Television manufacturers, AC manufacturers, refrigerator manufacturers, washing machine manufacturers, etc. Currently accounts for rural market is almost 50% of the total durable consumption in the country. So 50% of the consumption of the white goods or the consumer durables come from the rural economy. Television is 37% of the ownership in the rural India. So you understand the importance of rural market for consumer durable goods also. FMCG, as I have earlier told you, the data that speaks is almost 40%, 40 to 45% of the FMCG company's revenue come from the rural India. At least HUL and top end, they are 45 to 50% come from rural India, while the others on an average 30 to 35%. So you can understand the significance for the marketeers. Although the penetration of other durable is low in rural area, its growth has been exciting. There are few other high-end consumer durables still yet to reach rural market, get acceptance and increase penetration. But with the change of time, exposure, high growth of disposable income, more family members started earning. Now women are, you know, given liberty to go and earn, etc. That is making acceptance of some of the other consumer durables also viable. In the last decade, penetration of refrigerators has doubled. And there is a fourfold increase in the motorcycle sales. So you can see that, you know, gradually the rural India landscape in terms of affordability and acceptance of consumer durable is changing. Therefore, owing to favorable changing consumption trend and potential size of market, the rural area provides a lucrative investment opportunity. As a result, more and more companies are therefore focusing on developing the rural market. In terms of services, again, there are various nature of services. We have one of our chapter earlier, we have said, ke, now, where is the fund going? And one slide which I have shown you. So, education and healthcare. So, healthcare, education, other aspects like telecommunication, the level of penetration that Indian mobility, mobile market has in rural India is also amazing. Banking, insurance and education. Jandhan Yojana has created so many crores of accounts and that's how the banking system has reached to the common man's house, etc. It is possible to transfer the government funding directly to the actual user or actual beneficiary, as you say. So, these categories are led by the players like nationalized banks, private banks, service sectors are playing vital role in capturing the major pie of service needs of the rural India. And then comes the agricultural goods. Agricultural goods as agriculture and allied agriculture products. Both feed and the outcome and output. So, seeds and other things, fertilizers are the feeds to the agriculture. Outputs are the farm produce and allied goods like, you know, fishery, livestock, etc. are also part of this. Other things like pumps, tractors are also other aspects. Allied products linked to the agriculture come under all these things. Companies like Mahindra & Mahindra, Tafe and other companies have done significant work to capture this pie of market from the rural India. So friends, we come to a very important stage. We have earlier covered under the product strategy, why the product strategy is important, the levels of product that also the company needs to really consider. Then we have also considered the kinds of product, this thing that is there in the rural India classifications, yeah, that is a fast moving consumer durable, services and agricultural. So now we come to product decisions and strategies. Yani. How do you take a product decisions and what could be your strategies for the rural market? There are three levels at which decisions are needed: individual product decisions, product line decisions, and product mix decisions. Again, this is a common concept that you would have studied in general marketing. For rural marketing, we need to see from that perspective, and companies are therefore paying more attention to this vis-a-vis their success in the rural market. What is done on this for the urban market may not be the case for the rural market. So, as we move forward, we will try and see that individual product decisions. While developing a product, it is important for the market to look into product attributes such as quality, feature, design, style. This is an individual product-led specification. It is not a product strategy, this thing. But when you develop a product, when you are developing a specification of the product, you need to know what is it that going to matter in your product. So, that's an individual decision. Later on, we have said you need to take a line and mix decision. So, we take about, one is, as I told you, individual product decision. There are these four areas: quality, feature, design, and style. That is what I am going to discuss. Quality, of course, as you know, rural consumers are more quality savvy nowadays, or they continue to be, which is not the case with, say, urban consumers any longer. Yani, urban consumers are even okay for some of the things, a short-term use, as then, you know, use and throw kind of an approach, which is not the case with rural consumers. I have a clothes which I probably will use till the fashion lasts, then I want to throw it. I might have a shoes which are okay for some time. When the fashion change, I want to replace the shoes, so I don't mind throwing. While rural consumers are not like that. They want a product which will last longer. So, that's a criticality that one need to build into his product strategy, but it continues to be an individual decision. So, few aspects we need to know now. Rural consumers view heavy watch as a better quality. So, this is what is a psych that also you need to understand. Cement is judged by the bitter taste and tractors by the sound. Yeah, this is really true. I have seen it and experienced myself. So, these aspects, if you are familiar with, you need to build into your product decisions. So, when you develop a product, if you are familiar that this is how the product consumers are going to determine the quality of your product, try and weave in that aspect in your development of the product stage. Features. Whether feature full or feature rich or relevant features, one need to really decide. Rural consumers are not mad about feature full product. They need features which are needed by them. They are not very fond of feature rich, and unwarranted features are packed into a product leading to the cost and etc. So they are not really that kind of a consumers. They need something which just adds value and meets the functionality need. So, you try to develop product which will satisfy their need of the consumers. Design and style, how important that is, one need to really consumer. They are conscious about design and style, but at the same time, they are not mad about. They are not willing to pay much about. So, that is the aspect that one need to keep in mind. So, functionality is very important, followed by design and style aspects that the consumers looks at in the rural market. So, one example of the product strategy is the Godrej ka Chhotu Kul refrigerator. It is a successful product in rural market, replacing the need for the refrigerator in house to household, various households. It's a small unit with the top end lid so that the overall the product coolness remains inside the refrigerator. It doesn't have a compressor. Rural India still have the power outage and those issues. So, it's on a solid state technology and functionality is very much there. And it still keeps your food cool longer duration at a particular temperature. And everything is designed from that rural environment perspective, household perspective. So, therefore, this product is not only successful, entire network and various after sales services are aligned accordingly to meet the need of the rural consumers. So, this concept is helping Godrej to take this product at the homes of their buyers. So, that's what is one success story that you need to know. This is a picture of the Chhotu Kul refrigerator. So, what drove the success? Not only household. Once you develop a product, you realize that this product is also serving the need of the shops to serve the cold drinks and all. So, the cold drink suppliers also probably started giving this product as the package to sell their product in the hotels, dhabas and shops in the rural market. So, you see that once the strong need has or the linkage connect with the rural market emerged, the utility of the product has increased, and therefore more than household, it is now in the shops and hotels or dhabas near the village area you find them. It's a game changer because it's a low cost, low energy, you know, it runs only on a 12 volt battery. Both these features are critical for the rural market. They have created just right philosophy. No unwarranted features, what is just right for the rural consumers, that was done. And frugal innovation. So, innovation I have earlier also covered is a need of an hour for the rural marketeers. So, this are the areas that one need to really look at developing your product strategy. Now, we come to the line and the mix decision. We were here, individual product decision. So, we have discussed that. Now, the line and the mix decision strategy that one need to be understanding. What is this, Yane? In a very simple term, HUL has a very wide width, Yane. So, first comes the width, then the line and the mix. So, width, when I say, they make soaps, Yane. They make dental products, they make hygiene products. So, they make, so this is what, when you say dental, hygiene, personal care, skin care, that's a width that you get. Then the line is like how many products are there in that category. And the mix is, what is the combination in which these products are available? In a very simple term, HUL soaps like Lux, Hamam, Liril, Lifebuoy, all under personal wash. So, that is the personal hygiene products, as you call. They also have dental care. They also have, you know, skin care. So, that's what you call the example of the personal wash is the example of the width. And the same way, skin care, dental care, that's a width. Under that, then you have this Lux, Hamam, Liril, Lifebuoy. So, under personal wash, lines are Lux, Hamam, Liril, Lifebuoy. So, that's a line. And then the mix is, Liril is available in 50 ml to 500 ml to 5 liter or what, yane. Or they are available in different fragrances, different colors. So, that is a mix that comes. So, this is a simple understanding that I can give you about the width, the line and the mix. A product mix is the set of all product line and items offered by the company. So, it's a complete set. That the product mix makes it a complete set that you offer to the consumers. Only few companies like HUL and Dabur have more than one product available in each product width and the product line, which is a need of an hour. You want them to get graduated. So, I told you the HUL started, they moved away the women from the Aritha based hair wash to the shampoo based this thing. Now, having established that the shampoo has become a regular this thing, they could introduce the concept of conditioning. So, now the conditioners are also being sold to the women in rural areas. So, as a result, their line is expanded, and this line is a utility to the rural consumers, which also they have established. So, each company move with their kind of a product line and the width strategy that one need to be really aware about. Product lifecycle strategies. Now, this is again a concept of PLC, product life cycle, as we say, which has an introduction, growth, maturity and decline phase. Like the product in normal market, rural market also product goes through these four phases. However, there are certain distinctions that one need to really understand. Many product introduced in rural market without proper planning will either die at the introduction stage or the growth stage. Generally, it is said that the growth and the maturity stage in rural area is much longer because consumers come back to your product and the brand again and again. They do not discard things because there is a utilitarian, there are no other replacements or the substitute that is available unless technology creates a breakthrough need for them. So, then only they move away from one product to other products. So, like if you all remember, pager used to be there before the mobile came, there was a pager. So, pager, not only urban consumers started adopting, even rural consumers started adopting, but soon thereafter the mobile revolution has come in. So, pager has become outdated. So, it has become outdated not only for the urban consumers, it has become outdated for the rural consumers also. Otherwise, they tend to be with the product and the brand for a very long duration. So, one need to really see that, okay, bhai, what is the product life cycle going to be for your kind of a product? Like as they say, there are markets which has a different maturity and different concepts about the need of a product and the product and the brand. So Haryana is considered as a very matured market for the tractors, where decisions and the brand loyalty, brand usage are very strongly attached, which is probably not the case with Bihar, which is kind of a poor state, and farmers there are also not so, you know, cash rich, etc. So their choice and their selection and their loyalty may be at a this thing, and they may quickly change to other brand if some other lucrative financial or monetary offers are given to them. So PLC, product life cycle, also plays a significant role. Can you create an extension? Can you make a maturity stage longer in rural market? Yes, that is also possible by creating a approach which connects you with the consumers, by making them use your product more, giving them at the stage, giving them a lucrative offers, etc. And that way you can probably extend the maturity and the growth phase of your PLC. When the decline happens, like other consumers, because rural consumers also started getting the options, they will certainly move to the next level product. And as a result, the current product, which is not able to offer them the utility and the functionality, will start getting into the decline phase. However, they say that decline in the rural market is slow, and technology disruptions only will bring the decline very fast. Product branding in rural market. So that's another this thing. We have studied PLC now. Now we come to the branding stage of a product in the rural market. Will the same branding approach that probably you do in the urban market will work in the rural market? General idea is no. Okay. Rural consumers have his own psyche. They are strongly linked to the motherland. They have certain traditional values, conventions in their mind, etc. Rituals, and they are very linked to rituals and various cultural bondings, etc. So your possible branding for the urban market needs to be looked at. It has to have a flavor of a rural, or the flavor of the country, or flavor of that area in Etiane, so that they get excited to use your brand. Various examples are there as we move forward. Also, what is happening is the tendency is now coming in. Earlier, one of the slides where statistics were shown, as you have seen, that 57% of the rural consumers now use branded products. So, penetration of branded products have far more now increased. Consciousness has come in. So, as a result, unbranded products are moving out, and consumers' preference, rural consumer preference towards branded product is growing. So, let's study as we move forward how the branding this thing has to be played critically and consciously, and one need to really be focused towards the rural market. So some companies have done this very well. Lifebuoy has done things required and found acceptance among rural youth. Lal Dandmanjan, so Lal Lifebuoy, Lal Dandmanjan, Red Battery, Ever Ready. So see the color now, which aspect of brand is going to really trigger the acceptance also is critical. They may not remember brand properly. They may not pronounce the brand properly, but it's like many times the color attract to them, and many times their connect with the color makes the thing work for you. They are number savvy, and it is like found that they prefer probably number based this thing. So triple 555 detergent, 502 pataka chai, Godrej ka, you know, then Vaag Bakri chai, those kind of things attract them, rather than very English or very urban centric nomenclatures, Kachua Chha, mosquito oil, wagera, which is very successful and they still run in that area. Retailers have a strong bonding, so retailer also influence the choice of brand. Low awareness among consumers enables retail to push any brand. So marketing promotion based initiative does attract, but brand still holds its value, and therefore brand players then should really play their cards very well, remain strongly positioned in the minds of the consumers, have a distinction, that is differentiation, continuously being conveyed. Rural consumers often ask the retailer, 5 rupiya wali chai dena bhai. So again, because of the various reasons, they at particular point of time want to spend only particular amount, and whatever tea fits into that, they are okay with. They have accepted that by the buying a chai from outside, or that, you know, branded chai is okay with them. But later on, they are not so this thing. So they are then monetary focus at time. So brand also has to understand these aspects very well. The brand which had the first mover advantage in the rural market have become a generic brand. Like in other cases, same is a story even in rural India. You become generic. So soft drink, people will often say thumbs up dena or bisleri dena. You actually need a packaged water. But people say bisleri dena. And then they may not mind then sipping the aquafina because that is what the retailer is and he has sold you that. Yeah. So this is the same case for the rural market also. Again, there is a, so this to continue that, they have given these examples. The more products are identified with the brands as becoming a generic brand, converting consumer to a better same product becomes a rather difficult proposition. So this particular point you have to really understand. For urbanite, when particular brand is established, urban consumers are willing to consider the brand extensions. So I don't mind Gillette shaving razor. Later Gillette has introduced shaving gel. Gillette has introduced antiseptics or whatever. I am okay with this. Aftershave. I am okay with, as far as it is with the shaving experience of me, which is not the case with the rural consumers. They are attached to a brand and the category of the product very strongly. So under the same brand, if you bring in other product category, they may resist the use of the product. So one need to be really careful about. So, building brands in rural India is slightly a different ball game. Their connect with the brands are on a different levels at times, and in different cues they connect them. So, as I told you, number or, you know, some other aspects really connect them with the brand, color, number, etc. So, one need to be that. It has to be strongly convey the local aspects very well. So, now for example, as we move forward, tractor name Mahindra is really created such a strong connect, Bhumi Putra. It is like the name, whether you go in north part or you go in south or whether you go east, the name is so strong that people look at it, why this is a product, you know, that connects me with my land. So Bhumi Putra and such kind of names are chosen, Ajanta toothpaste, etc. So there is a localization and there is a local connect of the product with the virtues, values, cultures of that area. As a result, they find this strong. So, beyond color, number, etc., I was trying to tell you the brand should really be consciously being developed, brand name, which will connect them with the local ethos, local culture, local values, etc. Television, for example, Sampurna, name given by LG to the television sets which are specially designed for the rural market. The Sampurna conveys completeness, and that got so accepted by the consumers. So, they go and buy television, LG television, Sampurna, and they feel that they are getting value for money. They are getting everything that a television needs to have in them. Vis-a-vis the name itself is so local, there is a strong acceptance, easy to pronounce, etc. That's beyond another issue.